The College Experience Dantabase Conference Championship Recap on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by MyBookie.ag. Right now, to honor football, MyBookie is offering up to $1,000 in free bets using the promo code SGP. That's right, up to $1,000 in bonus bets on your first deposit when you use the promo code SGP. You play, you win, you get paid over at MyBookie.ag. We're also brought to you by Ace Per Head. Ace is the leader in paperhead providers, and they make it super easy to start your own sports book. Plus, Ace is offering up to 6 weeks free over at aceperhead.com/SGP. That's aceperhead.com/SGP. We're also brought to you by myself, Colby Dant, a.k.a. The Dantabase. I'll be in Chicago at North Bar on December 11th, 8 p.m., doing stand-up comedy. Come on out. Check a live comedy show and kick it with the Dantabase. Yes, 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 woo-wee! Welcome! Welcome to the College Experience! My name is Colby, swinging, Dantabase Dant! Ho, 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 ho! Yes, this is a solo edition because I am still very, very far away from Los Angeles, California. I'm in Chicago, Illinois. It's cold as fuck. It's like, seriously, I'm not joking, it's 3 degrees right now. 3 degrees with you when you add in the wind chill and everything, 3 fucking degrees. I got a cold. I'm chugging NyQuil, DayQuil, all that shit. How are we? I'm freshly back from a Green Bay Packers Washington Redskins game. We had conference championship week. We got college basketball rolling. I had a comedy show in good old Milwaukee, Wisconsin at Puddler's Hall on Friday, December 6th. Awesome time. Great time. Went out drinking with a bunch of College Experience fans. Want to give a shout out to Alex and Ryan. Met them before in Vegas. They came out, supported the podcast. They were fucking great. Came out, supported live comedy. Also give it up for Justin, Dylan, Landon. And if I'm forgetting some names, my apologies. I'm fucked up. All right. I've been on a 5-day like bender, essentially, because let me tell you something. This is what Wisconsin does. The state of Wisconsin, the fine people of the state of Wisconsin, they like to get you extremely fucked up at all costs, right? How cheap is this fucking state? Maybe it's me because I live in LA where everything's super expensive. But I mean, I'd have like 6 or 7 buddies of mine in town, flew in from DC. Well, one flew in from Southern California, but the rest from DC. We went to the Packers game, stayed up in Green Bay a night. But I mean, we would go out for lunch and have like 7 meals and like 25 drinks in the tab. We're thinking tab's a couple $100. We get the bill and it's like $109. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. The state of Wisconsin is a beautiful state because it loves to get you fucked up for cheap. I mean, they also love their dairy. I got to be honest, this is not a shot. Or I don't know, take it as what it is. But I mean, I'll put it like this. The people are extremely nice, extremely cool people. However, I was happy to leave in a way because I had way too many cheese curds, way too much cheese in all my fucking food, right? I was done. I was out. I'm just not used to it. I took a shot. I'll publish this on my social media at some point of a couple menus at restaurants where every single item had cheese or something. And I love cheese. Hell, my name's Colby. I'm not named after a cheese, but you know what I mean. But fuck, there's only so much cheese one man can do. If you're not from there, I assume. But damn, what a good time the state of Wisconsin was. Milwaukee, a really good time. Shout out to the people at Puddler's Hall for having me, Rob Christensen, Tommy Gimler, do some stand-up there. Tried some of those Spotted Cow beers. Fantastic. They taste great. State of Milwaukee is great. We went to a bar where, you could have your own bottle of Jameson. Yeah, it was like the Wild West. You know what I mean? Like, you could just buy a bottle. And so what happens when you come to the bar is if you have a bottle of Jameson or perhaps a bottle of whatever. I'm not sure the rules because I was pretty fucked up. But I know you could have your own liquor there. And they keep it on a shelf for you. So, like, when Bill, for example, just name a fictional person, Bill shows up, he's got his bottle of Jameson, so he can pour it to all of his buddies. Well, yeah, we had that here with the fans of the College Experience, and they got us really fucked up. it's amazing, because that's like the Wild West. That's like some shit where you're just sitting there, you watch it in, like, Deadwood or something. You come into a bar, and, like, the guy gets done with his poker hand, invites you over to the bar, pours you like 7 straight shots of whiskey. That's what Milwaukee does. So we did that. Man, we went and watched the Wisconsin. Dude, for a minute there, we thought Wisconsin was going to pull off the upset in the Big Ten championship. That I really think the changing play of that game was the one the punter mishandled the ball. But we were doing car bombs with that. I mean, just this Milwaukee, we just got absolutely fucking destroyed. All right. Went to a fine establishment known as Silk. it's a gentleman's club, if you can imagine. Had a really good night on that was on Saturday night. If you go there, give old Jasmine a shout out from Colby, the comedian. My squirrel. So those 2 nights, we spent 2 nights in Milwaukee just getting completely bombed. And we went home way too late Saturday night because Sunday morning we had like a bus, paid for a bus to take us up to Green Bay. Problem was that we'd only slept about an hour, or at least myself. And it was a tough bus ride. It was a really tough mental battles the entire bus ride. And we got to Green Bay. It was cold as fuck. Watched the Redskins. That was a crazy game. I know this is a College Experience. We don't touch too much on pro football. But the Redskins and Packers game. The Redskins went the whole first quarter without a first down. And really, they look like one of the worst teams I've ever seen live. But still, somehow, they had their chances to win the game. So I don't know what that's saying about the Packers. Maybe the Packers just kept them. I don't know. Like, the Packers, if there was no scoreboard in the stadium, you would have thought the Packers were up 42-0. And really, with like 5 minutes left in the game, the Redskins had their chances to win this game. Kind of wild. But Lambeau Field, as iconic as you can imagine, awesome experience. It's kind of like the Cameron Indoor Stadium of NFL. I've never been to Arrowhead, though. I need to get to Arrowhead and Soldier before I fully state my opinion. But great times. And we got went out in Green Bay, had a good old time getting fucked up. And for me, it was tough because I had some friends. I was under the assumption that we were all taking a van back to Milwaukee. That was not the case for me and my friends. So then I had to play planes, trains, and automobiles and get my ass to Chicago by taking 35 different methods of transportation. This trip, so far on this trip, but this far into it, I've taken how many trains? Let's see. I've gotten a car ride from a friend, taken two train rides, I believe, two bus rides. had a bus breakdown, and I did a Greyhound, and I did a couple, two Greyhounds, a third bus, two trains, a car. All I need to do now is find a fucking boat before I leave here on Thursday. Whew. It's fucking cold. I tell you, the older I get, the more I'm just I knew I grew up in cold weather, but this, I'm like a pussy these days. I got sick. Maybe because I drank 300 days in a row, but still. I don't know what I'm talking about. It's tough when you're doing the solo shit. You're just rambling. Got college basketball in full stride here. College football, conference championships. Let me just recap this stuff. Okay, so what did I hit on it? I think I did hit on Ohio State covering, right? Let me pull up the data. We got Army Navy this weekend, by the way. I'm on Army plus the 10. Let's do this. Plus the 10. Look, Oregon beat Utah. I was on Oregon plus the 5. I thought Utah might win the game. Boom. Utah's problems that have been there for a while showed up. Can't throw the ball. Although I saw they just got Jake Bentley, a transfer from South Carolina, coming in next year to compete. Baylor, Oklahoma. See, what sucks is I didn't get to catch all of this game. In fact, the part I was watching in the Baylor, Oklahoma game, Baylor was up, kind of looking like the better team. I don't know how. I got to rewatch that. I have that recorded. I was a little surprised at this one. Miami, Ohio wins the MAC. That was pretty shocking to me. One of the biggest locks and easiest locks was App State minus 6. Now, even though they only won by 7, they were blowing out Lafayette. Lafayette added some garbage points. Easy cover, though. And UAB laid an egg. FAU with a dominating win. Cincinnati gets the cover. I thought Moneyline they could win that. They had their chances. Got the cover. Boise got the cover. And obviously I was wrong on Virginia. For a while I was right on that game. And then it got crazy. No, and I guess I did not cover Ohio State. Ohio State only won by 13. I didn't like that spread, though. I didn't bet that personally. But yeah, still a good conference championship weekend for the podcast. LSU, my lock, minus 7, easy cover. Georgia, like I said, never belonged. I love how Georgia only lost one spot despite getting their ass whooped. Now, sure, I know LSU is great, but one spot, really? Could it be that Georgia was just not that good this year? They lost to South Carolina? Come on! It's obvious. What else do we got going here? Oh, let's talk. So I guess what? I'm going to touch more on this with Patty C. But I'll go through some of the bowls. Even though, you know me, I'm not a big bowl game fan. Like, I'll bet on these games because I love that. I'm an idiot. You know what I mean? I have to. Because there's action. You know what I mean? And I feel like I do have edges, but it's really incredibly hard to handicap bowl season, in my opinion, because you have coaches that have left. You saw it with Norvell taking the Florida State job, which once again, I don't think that's a home run hire for Florida State. I really don't. I think Norvell's done a decent job, but he walked into a really good situation with Fuente previously at Memphis, who had actually studied Norvell's offense when he was at Arizona State. So when Memphis went to hire Norvell, it fit his personnel. I think Norvell's still a solid coach, but I'm not going to give that an A hire. I don't think that's an A. I think that's a C+ hire, maybe a B- hire. Maybe I eat my words on that, but, it's tough because he's not coaching Memphis. Here, Memphis is with one loss, and they don't even have their coach in the bowl game, which sucks. And it's a huge problem with college football. And if they had a true playoff, this wouldn't happen. But the fact that we have to wait a month to see a lot of these games, the coaches leave, but also fuck the coaches because you make a commitment to the program. I think you should be able to somehow find a way to stay for your players, and it's fucked up. But what do we got? Friday, December 20th, Buffalo and Charlotte. In the Bahamas Bowl. I mean, I'm trying to think if there are any bowl games I'm really excited about. Let me just go through here. Buffalo, Charlotte. I mean, that's a great first year for Charlotte and Will Healy. Kent State. Give it up. Kent State getting it done. Utah State in another bowl. A lot of shit matchups. Our gals take on Central Michigan. That's kind of appealing to me. Jonathan Ward against Juwan Washington. Washington, Boise State, the Peterson Bowl. It's only fitting Peterson ends his season with Boise State, or ends his career at Washington with a game against Boise State. I guess I'll watch it. I mean, I'm going to watch all these, but is there any that I like? UCF Marshall? No, I don't like that. I mean, I hate to be a negative guy here, but when I look at these matchups, the Cougars, Washington State play Air Force. I mean, that's cool because it's contrast in style, air raid against triple option. Memphis, Penn State. I mean, I guess that's fun. But once again, Memphis doesn't have their coach. I would really like to see that matchup if they had Norvell. I guess Iowa State, Notre Dame's fun. Oklahoma, LSU. Sure. Clemson, Ohio State. Sure. Virginia, Florida. Yeah, I actually do want to see that game a little bit. Virginia Tech, Kentucky, no thank you. I mean, I guess. Florida State, Arizona State. No thank you. K-State, Navy. I don't know. Texas, Utah. Yeah, I'd watch that one. That's a good one. Michigan, Alabama, that's fun. Minnesota, Auburn. Okay, I'll watch that one. But overall, you look at this and you're like, there's not that many great games. Let's just have a real playoff where we can see much better games. You guys know what I'm... Yeah, I mean, I'm a broken record here. I'm a broken record here. Any fans in Chicago, come on out this Wednesday, 8 p.m., North Bar. Me and Rob Christensen will be doing stand-up. Man, I have a sore throat and it's kicking my ass while I'm recording this right now. What else do we got here? I want to tell you guys that the College Experience on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by MyBookie.ag. And, you know, MyBookie is the presenting sponsor of the podcast. It's an exciting time for sports, but none more exciting than the NFL. Sophomore sensation Lamar Jackson is redefining what it means to be a dual threat QB. Odds on Jackson to win the MVP race were at 50-1 to begin the season and have plummeted since, making MyBookie's prop selection more attractive than ever. Then next week, we have one of the highest stacked UFC cards in a long time. Three championship fights on the 14th, all highly anticipated, right in the betting capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada. Without a doubt, people are going to be looking to get some action in, and we got the best place for you to go. It's mybookie.ag. If you're the kind of guy who likes to win a little, or how about this? If you're the type of guy that likes to bet a little and win a lot, well, fucking try a parlay. For instance, if you like a couple of the big favorites this week, parlays are perfect because they let you bet multiple games together for a much bigger payout. MyBookie has more lines and better odds for the player than any other sports book around. It's a fact. If you join right now, MyBookie will match your deposit halfway, all the way up to $1,000. That means if you deposit $2,000, you get an extra $1,000 in free money to play with. All you have to do is use our promo code SGP to activate the offer. Once again, that's promo code SGP to get your extra cash from mybookie.ag. You bet, you win, you get paid over at mybookie.ag. Where are we at now? Where the fuck are we at now? Look, I know we don't have much to touch on. Me and Pat, when I get back to LA, we're going to dive into college basketball. You're going to be hearing college basketball every week. But I did want to touch on the most recent coaching hires. Norvell to Florida State. We touched on that briefly. I'm not as in love with it. I've seen a lot of people on social media say it was just such a home run hire for Florida State. I don't feel that way, but I think it could be. It could be a great hire, but I just think they kind of dropped the ball. I almost think Taggart in year three might have been a better option, because if you look at Taggart's history, his third year, like at South Florida, is kind of when he started to turn the corner. I believe it might have been the same at Western Kentucky. So, but what else happened? Lane Kiffin to Ole Miss, which I just laugh at. I'm not buying into that one, especially in that side of the division. I'm going to give that one a D as a hire. D for Kiffin. I'd be very shocked if he's a really good coach at Ole Miss. Got to remember how bad the Conference USA was this year. I'd give the Norvell a C+, maybe a B. Shiano, I think, is an A for Rutgers. What other ones have hit? What Arkansas hired the offensive lineman or the offensive line coach of Georgia? I'm bringing up his name right now. Okay, we know Adazio's gone at Boston College. They haven't found a replacement. Washington hired Jimmy Lake, I think. So I think that could be decent. I'm gonna give. He's never been a head coach, so that's always a tough one there. I'm gonna give that a C+ as well. He's familiar with the system. I know he's been a great coordinator over a long period of time. Obviously Chad Morris out of Arkansas. Sam Pittman was the name I was trying to think of. He's now Arkansas's head coach. I think that I'm gonna give that a D as well. Until I see more, maybe I eat my own words with this shit. Missouri, Barry Odom to Eli Drinkwitz. Now, Drinkwitz walked into a perfect situation, much like Norvell. Norvell was better over a long period of time, but Drinkwitz was a really good recruiter at NC, really good coordinator at NC State. Prior to that, he was at Boise State. I like what he did there. Resume-wise, I like it. I'm going to give that one a B. Ole Miss getting obviously got rid of Matt Luke. I think landed at Georgia. Other teams we're waiting to find out what Florida Atlantic's going to do. We're waiting to find out what Colorado State's going to do. Even Jeff Tedford surprised us. I guess he's got some health problems. Couldn't believe that he stepped down from Fresno, his alma mater. And we're going to see what Memphis does. New Mexico, Old Dominion went with, Bobby Wilder stepped down and they hired Ricky Renee, the offense coordinator from Penn State. That's an interesting one. I don't know enough on that one. I'm intrigued. I'm going to go B. We'll see where this goes, let's go C+. UNLV still waiting on South Florida, Charlie Strong gone, Jeff Scott in from Clemson, the OC of Clemson. That one, I guess you got to think finally a coordinator leaves Clemson. That's a good hire. He's never been a head coach. It's kind of hard when you've never seen these guys be the man, you know? So I don't know what to say. UTSA named Jeff Traylor head coach. I was a bit shocked at that one. I don't really know what they're doing at UTSA. The Roadrunners, I'm going to give that one a D. Traylor was a head coach at UTA or UT Austin. He also spent some time at Southern Miss and Arkansas before. I just don't know how great of a hire that was. He was a great high school coach, apparently. We shall see. I don't know what to think of that one. On to other stuff. Army, Navy. Like I said, take Army plus the 10. These games are always close. I feel like throw the record books out the fucking window. And we'll have a lot more soon, but I don't know what the hell else to touch on here on the college experience. But I will say this, is that college experience is brought to you by Ace Per Head. Ever thought of starting your own sports book? But you don't know how? Ace Per Head is here to help you start your own sportsbook. They'll provide you with an all-inclusive professional betting site with all the lines updated to the second and wagers graded immediately. They have top-notch customer support going 24/7 and some of the sharpest lines in the industry. Plus, Ace Per Head offers live betting and an amazing mobile experience. Get started today, and Ace is offering up to 6 weeks free. Just go to aceperhead.com/SGP. That's aceperhead.com/SGP. Come on. Everyone's doing it. Get in there. What else do we got going forward? College basketball, man. We got some great games tonight, and I know we can't touch on this because this is going to air before the games are played, and I'm struggling to find my fucking... There we go. But this weekend we got some nice matchups. It's finally turning. It's easy to see a tide turn, as Patty C says. Tonight, you get Louisville, Texas Tech. That's a money game. You got Indiana, UConn. That's a money game. Butler and Baylor. Now, I know these games are going to come out after the fact, so you're not going to be able to, but these are big-time matchups. I'm going to try to get this up as soon as possible today, so the people that listen to it right away will have it. And then you got some Big Ten matchups. Maryland at Penn State tonight. Tomorrow you got Michigan at Illinois. Wish I could go to that, but I can't because I have a show. And then as you go into the weekend, I feel like you got Iowa State. That's always great in the cornfields, decapitated blowjobs for everybody. And then look, Saturday, I think it is. Well, you got another Big Ten matchup on Friday, Nebraska, Indiana. Saturday's a great slate of games. Oregon, Michigan doing battle. Kansas State, Mississippi State doing battle. Syracuse, Georgetown. That rivalry's been great for 30 years, 40 years. Alabama, Penn State. I guess Alabama's not that good, but I mean, still fun. Still fun. How about Delaware, Villanova? Delaware coming out of nowhere. My CAA pick to win it. Most publications did not have Delaware anywhere close to the top three or four teams. I was all over it here, but I know season's not over yet. Let's not count the chickens, or in this case, the hens before they hatch. Even Central Michigan, Texas is not a bad matchup. Memphis, Tennessee, the Battle of Tennessee, Penny Hardaway against Rick Barnes should be good. Middle Tennessee, Ole Miss, a little rematch of coaching jobs. Further down the lines, I mean, Seton Hall, Rutgers. Rutgers is actually not that bad this year from what I've seen. Xavier, Wake Forest, Danny Manning still somehow hanging on to his job there. Georgia Tech, Kentucky. Georgia Tech's a strange team this year. They've got blown out of some games. They've won some games they shouldn't have won. Oklahoma, Wichita State should be fun. I've watched that game the past couple of years. Should be fun. What else are big matchups? BYU, Utah State. I'll sign me up for that one. Georgia, Arizona State, Bobby Hurley against Tom Crean. That should be fun. Gonzaga, Arizona. These are all Saturday. Even St. Mary's, Cal. Fun matchups. Fun matchups. Then on Sunday to close out the weekend. What do we got? There was a couple big ones. I'm intrigued to watch that NC State UNC Greensboro game. UNC Greensboro is going to be really good. I think they're probably going to make the tournament this year. Oklahoma State, Houston. Oklahoma State's playing much better this year than they have years past. Houston, obviously, Samson should have them in the tournament again. Well, even Wofford. I know Wofford's not as good as normal, but a couple years ago they beat North Carolina. That's a fun little matchup. Purdue, Nebraska. Now, Hoiberg has really let us down so far in his coaching career in Lincoln, but that could be fun. South Carolina, Clemson, Frank Martin going to the ACC. Ohio State, who looks great this year in basketball, at Minnesota. Some nice matchups, man. Even Missouri State, VCU on the mid major level. Pretty good matchup. All things coming this weekend. But let's get on this. College basketball is coming. Thank you for all the fans that showed up to the show this past Friday. And if you're in the Chicago area, please come out and support tomorrow, today, whatever fucking day you're listening to this. December. What is it? God damn it. I'm a fucking mess on this medicine. We're going to go December what? I can't even remember my own fucking date. December 11th, 8 p.m., North Bar, Chicago, Illinois. So if you can, let's do this. Let's do this. Guys, I know this is not the greatest episode. Sorry, I'm half sick, and I'm in Chicago, and it's 3 degrees. We're going to get up in a couple days. Me and Patty C are going to nail this fucking thing. Until then, I appreciate all you guys listening, and let's rock this thing. This is the college experience, guys. You better start thinking about yours. And we out.